Hello?
Hello, Kennedy.
Anatole, how are you?
Thank you. How are you?
Okay.
Yeah.
I called you I told you tell you that if there is any way you can get to your allies and make clear to them that now they can, of course, start raving about us. Or they can try to make they can start raging and use their usual adjectives.
Yes.
And that would be a very unhelpful approach. I'm here with the president, so in the residence. On the other hand, we are willing, if there's any chance at all of a constructive outcome, to meet with them again and to bring this war to a reasonable conclusion. But they cannot tempt us into a military they cannot force us into a military outcome, or there would be very serious consequences. I beg your pardon? I said if they try to force a military outcome, there can only be very serious consequences. But I want you to know that if they behave in a reasonable manner, we are prepared to meet them in the spirit which I described to you. And the president has again asked me to say that if your government thought that a meeting in Moscow would speed things up, I remain ready to do that. But very well.
Well, I sent there, of course, a telegram about the possibility of meeting. I'm sure that they were taking, but they have not already sent, they are taking. I said, if not, because now two top men are out of country, but maybe they already did. But I am 100% sure that they were prepared for that.
Right.
But now, I don't know really, it sounds that even without waiting for their response, I hope together. I really certainly keep hope together for the week. But now it sounds rather for us, this my first reaction, I frankly, that sending this proposal, when everything is made public, it makes it really complicated. This my first reaction.
Well, it makes it complicated, but on the other hand, making the proposal public also has the advantage that it commits us and the Saigon government to a certain outcome.
No, I understand. I'm just thinking about it could be made, let's say, the other week, in the sense that then we could receive reply on what you offer. The only thing is I'm... Really
yes, but our experience in this has just not been good enough. And what they have to understand is that we are very serious, we are prepared to be very generous, and that we would like to proceed in the spirit with which we talk.
Why do you switch the timing so right now?
Because we don't want to be in a position where they launch an offensive and we then react to their offensive without having made it clear. And because we will certainly, in case of an offensive, have to take drastic measures.
Well, I also tell you, I will tell you.
But we certainly want to proceed in the most conciliatory spirit possible. If you and I can have lunch on Friday, I know you asked, hey, Friday would be good for me.
Yeah. You're supposed to have Thursday or Friday, so I'm just waiting.
Yeah.
What you do prefer?
Well, let's do it Friday over here.
Okay, on Friday.
1 o'clock.
Yes. And I will,
but if you could transmit this and if you found some means of getting it to them before they do something irreparable, it would be helpful.
Well, I don't know whether I was today that...
Well, it's up to you.
Tuesday, so in Moscow it will be on Wednesday. Brezhnev will be break.
Yes.
So it will be not before Thursday.
Well, it isn't that, there's anything.
Yeah, there is nothing really of that kind of urgency, I think. So I'm really concerned that I should get a reaction from Hanoi by Friday.
Oh, no, well, that...
Yeah, but in any case, when I will see it, I will come.
But it would be important that they don't breach themselves into a position that would have consequences we'll all regret.
Of course, I'm sure that they will be quite frank and not happy that your personal contact was rather situation based on nothing. I was almost sure.
Yeah, but they have given us no choice, at least. They have given us no choice. It's simply not proper simply not to respond to a serious proposal transmitted through another government and then separately at their own request. Well, Anatole, that's their problem. And we are perfectly willing to have another confidential channel or to do it another channel. But that's entirely up to them. We have kept every secret when there was any prospect of a constructive outcome. Exactly. Well,
it's what you said, maybe this is the reason.
That is the reason. That is the exact reason.
All right, Henry.
Good.
Yeah, thank you very much. Oh, I see you on Friday.
I see you Friday at 1 on the show. Look,
I will send what you said to the government.
Good. Good. And the President found our talks on Friday very constructive.
I could say school that they want to do, but it's good. What I think we do now, because I thought of different kinds of Vietnam people. It's a little bit without talk, but nevertheless, I understand what
Well, that is the problem that occurs when one side tries to impose a military solution.
Right.
If they hadn't done that, we would have had more time.
Is it even taken off your pressure of that kind of tension?
Within the next 2 or 3 weeks, yeah. We don't
want to be when you discuss, so I remember, but now
it isn't so much a question of how dangerous it is, it's a question of if there's a major offensive in 2 or 3 weeks, we cannot then respond with a peace proposal. Exactly.
Okay, I will
explain. Good.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Go on to your
Right.
Goodbye.
Bye.